this, but first, quickly, I want to run through what we had in that last set. Musically, we had something we would do on a regular basis. We were going to have a member of the Church of the Subgenius, and I'm not going to introduce the member. I think he should introduce himself and speak on his behalf and on the Church's behalf. But briefly, I'd like to read to you just a few quotes about the Church and what they are and who they are. From one of their pamphlets, "If you are what they call different, if you think you are entering a new dark age, if you see the universe as one vast morbid sense of humor, if you are looking for an inherently bogus religion that will condone superior degeneracy and tell you that you are above everyone else, if you can help us with a donation, then the Church of the Subgenius could save your life." There's a lot to the Church of the Subgenius, and the Church has been called the Zorro of organized religions, scratching its bloody mark on the seat of the conspiracy, with one point we will keep returning to this evening. And that point is J.R. Bob Dobbs. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mike. Good evening, Mr. Mulroney. Good evening, Mr. Bobby Fulford.
Welcome, Bob, and...
Bob Dobbs.
Bob Dobbs, J.R. You have resurfaced here in Toronto, although you've been in Toronto now for a number of years. You supposedly, though, were assassinated in 1984. What went on there, and why the assassination?
Well, if you listen to the Dr. Beter tapes, and we're aware with that information that Bob Marshall put on International Connection, you know the first strike that was set up in September 17, 1982 failed. Gorbachev and his Russian team managed to squelch that Bolshevik attempt from the Pentagon. And if you look at the Church of the Subgenius book, their dateline for Dominus begins in 1982. Well, that was the reason, because of what happened, the good fortune of working out Bob's plan in September 82. Now, I had to leave Dallas at that point and move to Toronto for reasons we'll explain eventually. And in the process, the bold data artists at the church back in Dallas had to explain my absence. So there was some... They were able to get away with it for about a year, but in early January 21st, 1984, they had to stage an assassination of me to explain my absence. And I've been in Toronto since 1982. I was able to prop up Bob Marshall from 84 till 87. We now have removed him because, as a result of the fine work of the sources of the International Connection, the anti-Bob forces are being spotlighted regularly on television via the Iran-Contra affair, and this is a signal for me to move more public in my campaign, which we'll talk about.
Is the figure of J.R. Bob Dobbs, is he a messiah figure in the church, or what does he represent for the church people of the Subgenius?
Basically, he's the voice. Not necessarily the voice of authority, but the Bible referred to in the beginning was the Word. Well, that was my voice, my word, and listeners may recognize that my voice sounds like Bob Marshall, but that was not Bob Marshall's voice. He was a walk-in in the psychic world. He's a walk-in where, like Lobsang Rampa, I took over him, possessed him for the three-year period as a cover here in Toronto. But the church begins with my voice and ends with my voice, so you better get me on the air. Keep me on the air.
I've often heard as Bob, the J.R. Bob Dobbs, referred to as the salesman of slack. What is slack? Slack's a very important word that keeps popping up in the Subgenius Church, the worship of slack.
Yes, well, for those who would witness Bob Marshall for the last 3 years around Toronto and here at the station, he obviously exemplified slack. The way he lived, the free time he had, the generosity and spirit he had in giving out information and spending time with all kinds of people from all walks of life. Well, that's because he was a walk-in for me, and I have slack, and slack is generally being, in popular, say, post-industrial terms, the man from utopia. But slack comes from having lived before the universe was created and is that part that stays after the universe disappears.
Does the church find itself in the political spectrum, the broad, broad political spectrum, left or right or somewhere in between?
Well, there is no church. I find myself wherever is convenient for me to keep the voice on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not just the electric air. I was on the air in the etheric zones, the astral zones. I'm still there, but in physical terms, in earthly terms, I've been the voice of authority through all kinds of manifestations, from bums of Dharma, you know, 3,000 years ago, to Atlanteans before that, and recently, well, I guess I have to admit it, Rudolf Hess.
Mm-hmm.
He had the voice of Bob for a while.
Who are the conspiracy dupes you and the church members speak out against so readily? Who are the pinks?
Well, at this point, it's Reverend Ivan Stang and Philo Drummond. They have really been thrown a loop by the anti-Bob forces as of the 82 successful first strike interruption by our team in Russia. And they have the success of the church movement in popular culture over the last 5 years is due to Stang and Philo being quite confused at my absence and basically ransacking my files and putting together the hodgepodge known as the Book of the Subgenius. They are the present dupes, and all the rest are just doubles or shadows of that phenomenon. If there's any split in the church, then there's the karma is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
But that pattern, the good news that we're going to explain in this series is that this karmic pattern of the effects of the split in the non-existent church have been nullified over the last 15, 20 years, and there is reasons, especially exemplified by Marsh McLuhan's principle, that we live at least 200 years every 12 months under electric conditions. This stuff I'm going to explain. Finally, I really want to thank you, Mike, for giving me the opportunity to, even though you've been duped by certain forces before, having met me recently and sort of the revelation of Bob Marshall's role been explained to you, then you immediately kowtowed to my authority, and I acknowledge that you've been programmed by me, but I do acknowledge the Bob soul in you that accepted that programming. That is to your credit.
I acknowledge that programming, but I do acknowledge my role in the Church of the Subgenius, in the Subgenius Foundation. I, at one point, you're right, I was duped like all the others.
You were corresponding with the Reverend Stang?
With Reverend Stang in Dallas. I was pulled along for, a number of months, and I was getting material from the church from Dallas, Texas, and I had been playing some of the Subgenius tapes. We're going to be listening to some Subgenius tapes this afternoon and ongoing over the weeks, and I think that was how actually, you know, you got in touch with me and you resurfaced here in Toronto. Much to the surprise of everyone. Now, this is really a surprise that you are here. I have not informed anyone, let anyone know that you are going to be on the radio with me over the next few weeks, and so no doubt the press will hit on it tomorrow.
I think it explains the absence of Bob Marshall on Ballad 8 the last
very clearly. Yeah, Bob, for a long time a fixture on International Connection, suddenly gagged for no apparent reason, told by the Pinks that he was going to be sent on a summer vacation. Now you resurface, and I think the picture is quite clear. The puzzle is put together finally.
I think it lets the management off the hook. They don't have to take any guilt for this.
Sure.
It was inevitable.
Yeah. Did you... should we talk any more about the church, or should we go right into the...
No, we have to give some tape material that I will have to correct and edit, not as we go through, but they'll get to hear 20, 22 minutes of material, and then we welcome questions, and it's an ongoing correction process.
All right, let's just clarify where we are and who we are. You're listening to CKLN-FM. My name is Mike. We are with J.R. Bob Dobbs, who has just resurfaced here in Toronto. Would you call yourself the founder of the Church of the Subgenius?
Yes, I am the church.
The Church of the Subgenius. And you are now here in Toronto. We are going to be playing over the next few weeks some tapes from the Subgenius Foundation and also talking to J.R. Bob Dobbs. And certainly, if you have any inquiries, 595-1655. Perhaps, J.R. Bob Dobbs, we should set up this tape. This is the first tape we're going to be hearing.
Yes, you've been playing a little intro sections before, in the weeks before, but this is tape number two in the media barrage, basically focusing on the topic of UFOs and religion.
Okay, good. Let's get right into it.
The following is copyright 1981 by the Subgenius Foundation.
Hello. Dr. Lazarus takes you through relaxation exercises, two. The material may not be reproduced.
Relaxation, two.
Should you have comments, criticisms, or suggestions regarding the cassette book program, please forward them directly to...
Today that J.R. Bob Dobbs has resurfaced here in Toronto, we've been listening to The Church of the Subgenius and Subgenius Tapes, UFOs, Intergalactical Space Travel, and Dupe Theories. Bob, in summing things up, what are we going to hear next week?
Well, the purpose of this show in the surfacing of this point, due to the breakthroughs that have happened since Reykjavik, are that there's an election coming up for the secret government to foster preparations for the Second Coming. Now, nobody knows about these elections, but I have the phone number that people can phone in their vote for their candidate for the Secret Council of Ten. And I want people to listen to the show regularly for the next 3 months, 2 weeks, however long we're permitted to continue this campaign. At some point over the next few months, They are going to announce the election of the Council of Ten. I'm the only one who knows. I will immediately give up the phone number, and all our listeners and fans and supporters of the church and those who don't like the church, we want them to phone that number. If you register to vote and enough of us get in there quickly, I'm in, and we're saved.
Okay. And if you want to talk to J.R. Bob Dobbs, you've come out of your trance now?
I'll be out about 5 after 6.
We'll accept phone calls 595-1655 here. Again, a bit of a scoop here at CKLN, the resurfacing of J.R. Bob Dobbs, and continuing now for the next few weeks, the Church of the Subgenius. Thanks very much for coming down, J.R.
Listen for that phone number.